Second Kings chapter 8. Now Elisha had said to the woman whose son he had restored to life, "Get up and go with your household, and settle wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine, and it will come on the land for 7 years." So the woman got up and did according to the word of the man of God. She went with her household and settled in the land of the Philistines 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, when the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, she set out to appeal to the king for her house and her land. Now the king was talking with Gehazi the servant of the man of God, saying, "Tell me all the great things that Elisha has done." While he was telling the king how Elisha had restored a dead person to life, the woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king for her house and her land. Gehazi said, "My lord, king, here is the woman, and here is her son whom Elisha restored to life." When the king questioned the woman, she told him. So the king appointed an official for her, saying, "Restore all that was hers, together with all the revenue of the fields from the day that she left the land until now." Elisha went to Damascus, while King Ben-Hadad of Aram was ill. When it was told him, "The man of God has come here," the king said to Hazael, "Take a present with you and go to meet the man of God. Inquire of the Lord through him whether I shall recover from this illness." So Hazael went to meet him, taking a present with him, all kinds of goods of Damascus, 40 camel loads. When he entered and stood before him, he said, "Your son, King Ben-Hadad of Aram, has sent me to you, saying, 'Shall I recover from this illness?'" Elisha said to him, "Go, say to him, 'You shall certainly recover, but the Lord has shown me that he shall certainly die.'" He fixed his gaze and stared at him until he was ashamed. Then the man of God wept. Hazael asked, "Why does my lord weep?" He answered, "Because I know the evil that you will do to the people of Israel. You will set their fortresses on fire. You will kill their young men with the sword, dash in pieces their little ones, and rip up their pregnant women." Hazael said, "What is your servant, who is a mere dog, that he should do this great thing?" Elisha answered, "The Lord has shown me that you are to be king over Aram." Then he left Elisha, and went to his master Ben-Hadad, who said to him, "What did Elisha say to you?" And he answered, "He told me that you would certainly recover." But the next day he took the bed cover and dipped it in water, and spread it over the king's face until he died. And Hazael succeeded him. In the 5th year of King Joram, son of Ahab of Israel, Jehoram, son of King Jehoshaphat of Judah, began to reign. He was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab had done, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy Judah for the sake of his servant David, since he had promised to give a lamp to him and to his descendants forever. In his days Edom revolted against the rule of Judah and set up a king of their own. Then Joram crossed over to Seir with all his chariots. He set out by night and attacked the Edomites and their chariot commanders who had surrounded him, but his army fled home. So Edom has been in revolt against the rule of Judah to this day. Libna also revolted at the same time. Now the rest of the acts of Joram, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? So Joram slept with his ancestors, and was buried with them in the city of David. His son Ahaziah succeeded him. In the 12th year of King Joram, son of Ahab of Israel, Ahaziah, son of King Jehoram of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, a granddaughter of King Omri of Israel. He also walked in the way of the house of Ahab, doing what was evil in the sight of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done, for he was son-in-law to the house of Ahab. He went with Joram, son of Ahab, to wage war against King Hazael of Aram at Ramoth-Gilead, where the Arameans wounded Joram. King Joram returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds that the Arameans had inflicted on him at Ramah, when he fought against King Hazael of Aram. King Ahaziah, son of Jehoram of Judah, went down to see Joram, son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was wounded. 2 Kings chapter 9. Then the prophet Elijah called a member of the company of prophets and said to him, Gird up your loins, take this flask of oil in your hand, and go to Ramoth-Gilead. When you arrive, look there for Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, son of Nimshi. Go in and get him to leave his companions, and take him into an inner chamber. Then take the flask of oil, pour it on his head, and say, Thus says the Lord, I anoint you king over Israel. Then open the door and flee, do not linger. So the young man, the young prophet, went to Ramoth-Gilead. He arrived while the commanders of the army were in council, and he announced, I have a message for you, commander. For which one of us? Asked Jehu. For you, commander. So Jehu got up and went inside. The young man poured the oil on his head, saying to him, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I anoint you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. You shall strike down the house of your master Ahab, so that I may avenge on Jezebel the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish. I will cut off from Ahab every male, bond or free, in Israel. I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, son of Ahijah. The dog shall eat Jezebel in the territory of Jezreel, and no one shall bury her. Then he opened the door and fled. When Jehu came back to his master's officers, they said to him, Is everything all right? Why did that madman come to you? He answered them, You know the sort and how they babble. They said, Liar, come on, tell us. So he said, This is just what he said to me. Thus says the Lord, I anoint you king over Israel. Then hurriedly they all took their cloaks and spread them for him on the bare steps, and they blew the trumpet and proclaimed, Jehu is king. Thus Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Joram, with all Israel, had been on guard at Ramoth-Gilead against King Hazael of Aram. But King Joram had returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds that the Arameans had inflicted on him when he fought against King Hazael of Aram. So Jehu said, If this is your wish, then let no one slip out of the city to go and tell the news in Jezreel. Then Jehu mounted his chariot and went to Jezreel, where Joram was lying ill. King Ahaziah of Judah had come down to visit Joram. In Jezreel, the sentinel standing on the tower spied the company of Jehu arriving, and said, I see a company. Joram said, Take a horseman, send him to meet them, and let him say, Is it peace? So the horseman went to meet him. He said, Thus says the king, Is it peace? Jehu responded, What have you to do with peace? Fall in behind me. The sentinel reported, saying, The messenger reached them, but he is not coming back. Then he sent out a second horseman, who came to them and said, Thus says the king, Is it peace? Jehu answered, What have you to do with peace? Fall in behind me. Again the sentinel reported, He reached them, but he is not coming back. It looks like the driving of Jehu son of Nimshi, for he drives like a maniac. Joram said, Get ready. And they got his chariot ready. Then King Joram of Israel and King Ahaziah of Judah set out, each in his chariot, and went to meet Jehu. They met him at the property of Naboth the Jezreelite. When Joram saw Jehu, he said, Is it peace, Jehu? He answered, What peace can there be so long as the many whoredoms and sorceries of your mother Jezebel continue? Then Joram reined about and fled, saying to Ahaziah, Treason, Ahaziah! Jehu drew his bow with all his strength and shot Joram between the shoulders, so that the arrow pierced his heart, and he sank in his chariot. Jehu said to his aide Bidkar, Lift him out and throw him on the plot of ground belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember, when you and I rode side by side behind his father Ahab, how the Lord uttered this oracle against him. For the blood of Naboth and for the blood of his children that I saw yesterday, says the Lord, I swear I will repay you on this very plot of ground. Now therefore lift him out and throw him on the plot of ground in accordance with the word of the Lord. When King Ahaziah of Judah saw this, he fled in the direction of Beth-Hagon. Jehu pursued him, saying, "Shoot him also." And they shot him in the chariot at the ascent to Gur, which is by Ibleam. Then he fled to Megiddo and died there. His officers carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem, and buried him in his tomb with his ancestors in the city of David. In the 11th year of Joram, son of Ahab, Ahaziah began to reign over Judah. When Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. She painted her eyes and adorned her head and looked out of the window. As Jehu entered the gate, she said, "Is it peace, Zimri, murderer of your master?" He looked up to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" Two or three eunuchs looked out at him. He said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down. Some of her blood spattered on the wall and on the horses which trampled on her. Then he went in and ate and drank. He said, "See to that cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter." But when they went to bury her, they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. When they came back and told him, he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elijah the Tishbite. In the territory of Jezreel the dog shall eat the flesh of Jezebel. The corpse of Jezebel shall be like dung on the field in the territory of Jezreel, so that no one can say, 'This is Jezebel.'" 2 Kings chapter 10. Now Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria. So Jehu wrote letters and sent them to Samaria, to the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders, and to the guardians of the sons of Ahab, saying, "Since your master's sons are with you, and you have at your disposal chariots and horses, a fortified city and weapons, select the son of your master who is the best qualified, set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house." But they were utterly terrified, and said, "Look, two kings could not withstand him. How then can we stand?" So the steward of the palace and the governor of the city, along with the elders and the guardians, sent word to Jehu, "We are your servants. We will do anything you say. We will not make anyone king. Do whatever you think right." Then he wrote them a second letter, saying, "If you are on my side, and if you are ready to obey me, take the heads of your master's sons, and come to me at Jezreel tomorrow at this time." Now the king's sons, 70 persons, were with the leaders of the city, who were charged with their upbringing. When the letter reached them, they took the king's sons and killed them, 70 persons. They put their heads in baskets and sent them to him at Jezreel. When the messenger came and told him, "They have brought the heads of the king's sons," he said, "Lay them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate until the morning." Then in the morning, when he went out, he stood and said to all the people, "You are innocent. It was I who conspired against my master and killed him. But who struck down all these? Know then that there shall fall to the earth nothing of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab. For the Lord has done what he said through his servant Elijah." So Jehu killed all who were left of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, all his leaders, close friends, and priests, until he left him no survivor. Then he set out and went to Samaria. On the way, when he was at Beth-Eked of the shepherds, Jehu met relatives of King Ahaziah of Judah and said, "Who are you?" They answered, "We are kin of Ahaziah. We have come down to visit the royal princes and the sons of the queen mother." He said, "Take them alive." They took them alive and slaughtered them at the pit of Beth-Eked, 42 in all. He spared none of them. When he left there, he met Jehonadab, son of Rechab, coming to meet him. He greeted him and said to him, "Is your heart as true to mine as mine is to yours?" Jehonadab answered, "It is." Jehu said, "If it is, give me your hand." So he gave him his hand. Jehu took him up with him into the chariot. He said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So he had him ride in his chariot. When he came to Samaria, he killed all who were left to Ahab in Samaria, until he had wiped them out, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke to Elijah. Then Jehu assembled all the people and said to them, "Ahab offered Baal small service, but Jehu will offer much more. Now therefore summon to me all the prophets of Baal, all his worshippers, and all his priests. Let none be missing, for I have a great sacrifice to offer to Baal. Whoever is missing shall not live. But Jehu was acting with cunning in order to destroy the worshippers of Baal. Jehu decreed, "Sanctify a solemn assembly for Baal." So they proclaimed it. Jehu sent word throughout all Israel. All the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was no one left who did not come. They entered the temple of Baal, until the temple of Baal was filled from wall to wall. He said to the keeper of the wardrobe, "Bring out the vestments for all the worshippers of Baal." So he brought out the vestments for them. Then Jehu entered the temple of Baal with Jehonadab, son of Rechab. He said to the worshippers of Baal, "Search and see that there is no worshipper of the Lord here among you, but only worshippers of Baal." Then they proceeded to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had stationed 80 men outside, saying, "Whoever allows any of those to escape whom I deliver into your hands shall forfeit his life." As soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering, Jehu said to the guards and to the officers, "Come in and kill them, let no one escape." So they put them to the sword. The guards and the officers threw them out, and then went into the citadel of the temple of Baal. They brought out the pillar that was in the temple of Baal and burned it. Then they demolished the pillar of Baal, and destroyed the temple of Baal, and made it a latrine to this day. Thus Jehu wiped out Baal from Israel. But Jehu did not turn aside from the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to commit, the golden calves that were in Bethel and in Dan. The Lord said to Jehu, "Because you have done well in carrying out what I consider right, and in accordance with all that was in my heart have dealt with the house of Ahab, your sons and the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel." But Jehu was not careful to follow the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He did not turn from the sins of Jeroboam, which he caused Israel to commit. In those days the Lord began to trim off parts of Israel. Hazael defeated them throughout the territory of Israel, from the Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the Wadi Arnon, that is Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, all that he did, and all his power, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? So Jehu slept with his ancestors, and they buried him in Samaria. His son Jehoahaz succeeded him. The time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years.